This is Paul Olson reading a poem, with apologies to Clement Moore and his famous poem, a poem about the Holden Work Camp of 2002. 'Twas the night before work camp, and all through the place not a creature was stirring, 'cause tomorrow we'd face bushes, porches, library books galore, some places even we'd tear up the floor. 40 years in the wilderness created much wear, but we were all here to care and repair. Clean stockings were hung by the chimney with care, knowing after tomorrow we'd all have to bear the smell of the sweat, the diesel, and the dirt, odors permeating pants, socks, and shirt. Later, our underwear warned of arrival. Many plugged noses just for survival. The staff were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of safety danced in their head. So Harry in kerchief and Christopher in cap had just awakened from a long winter's nap. When out on the ark there arose such a clatter, they sprang from their beds to see what was the matter. Away to the window Dan flew like a flash. Janet opened the shutters and threw up the sash. The sun rose over the mountain with snow and gave luster to hundreds of projects below. Then what to their wondering eyes should appear but an end loader, a backhoe, a truck, not a deer. There was no driver, lively or quick, for they knew in a moment that this was no trick, for people were needed, 200 at least, to finish these jobs, but first eat a feast. The kitchen folks had been up since 5, baking and stirring to keep us alive, to fuel the hard workers who made up these teams of women and men who came here with dreams of restoring Holden, remodeled and clean. Keep listening, my friend, you'll know what I mean. The feast was hot porridge and whole bran flakes. If you're over 50, that's what it takes. To get going, I mean, and I mean it two ways. And you know the poem about Santa's big belly? I need that line to rhyme with peanut butter and jelly. Which for some is the whole week-long treat, 'cause their body, they think, is dying for meat. But we know we don't live by just bread alone, even though we wouldn't trade Holden bread for a phone. We get life and energy from the music we get, and who could be better than Mary, Marty, and Tom Witt? And boy did we sing with energy and smile, creating such joy and love all the while. But I fear I digress from the point of these days, about all the jobs and the work, all the ways to serve Holden in teams or by yourself all alone. You matter, you count, you're the muscle and bone. So back to the scene in front of the city, folks in old t-shirts, torn pants, none pretty, standing in front of all the staff's faces, 100+ people now in their places, ready to chop, dig, drill, saw, and paint. It's clear that this was not for the faint-hearted. Here I should say, when the rhyming's pell-mell, I'll just force it in and say, what the hell. More rapid than eagles, the workers they came, each one of them God surely had called by name. Now Barbara, now Nancy, Thatcher and Jim, on Monica, on Eric, Aaron and Kim, to the top of the tailings, to the top of the wall. Now paint away, dig away, haul away all. As sure as the spring thaws send the snow to the creek, the workers were ready, their energy peaked. The plumbers fixed leaks and toilets and such, and when you see their work, it's so very much all done with attitudes we know are so mellow, but still we must follow the rule about yellow. And up to the lodge tops with paint cans they flew, with their hands full of brushes and masking tape too. Below them the folks of garden and lawn had been digging and watering, it seems, before dawn. And Marv had his team all set for garbology. Here at Holden our waste is important theology. And the people who bushwhacked the defensible space, I don't know if anyone else could keep pace with their output of work, with the tool Cindy Loppers, but when they get done, they don't eat like paupers. But again, I digress, and I need to get pointed, for to tell all of this, I'm the one's been anointed. So then, in a twinkling, we heard people singing, with joy in their hearts and Bible study ringing. Yes, worship and Bible study lifted our hearts. It was fun, it had meaning, 'cause we all took a part. We learned about manna and mercy from a man whom we laughed with and cried with and called him just Dan. He'd teach us and bless us and send us away, but always to work and never to play. So then folks headed out for their work, some to dig fuel tanks, saw lumber or clerk, others to travel far away in a bus to make Holden safe by clearing the brush. Some stayed right here to organize books, no easy job, for thousands had took and put back with orders so screwy, it was hard to get straight, old Decimal Dewey. And the folks down in crafts, where guests love to go, were stuck with jobs in the basement below, balling up yarn and sorting out parts, getting ready for Holden's version of arts. Dear Dan drew in his head and was turning around, when down came the carpenters, down with a bound. They had to build stairways, windows, and railings, while new friends were far away clearing junk on the tailings. Now, there's no Santa in this tale about Holden, because he's a fiction, and this tale is golden. Now, I know the kids in Narnia like Santa a lot, but they also know that Christmas he's not. But back to my story about the work getting done. Before this tale's so long, it won't be much fun. No one was dressed in fur head to foot, but some really were, all tarnished with diesel and soot. And a bundle of tools folks hung on their backs, others set them down and couldn't keep track. Where are my safety glasses? Their eyes how they twinkled, their faces how merry, some sunburned like roses, some noses like cherry. But no matter if burnt, tired, or dirty, we're able to quit at nearly 4:30. And head for the ice cream, who could forget? We're not counting calories, at least not yet. 'Cause 40 flavors all served with a smile, who cares if our waistlines expand by a mile? Then to shower and jacuzzi to relax and get clean and reflect for a moment on what all this means. Hundreds of projects got done, that is true, and friends were united, some old and some new. But the spirit that touched every job and each soul helped make all in the village renewed and, yes, whole. So here in this beautiful valley apart, a lot's been given deep from the heart. But so's a lot taken when we drive out of sight. Happy journey to all, and to all a good night.